The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If you're drinking a beverage right now, please spit it out immediately.
We have reason to believe someone threw his gum in it when you weren't looking.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you, Todd. Folks, this is hour two of a two-hour program. If you're listening to hour three, it's not this program. I'm talking to the author of a new textbook called Land of Hope, An Invitation of the Great American Story, Wilfred McClay, who lets me call him Bill. Bill, we've got so much else to talk about. We've covered everything. I want to talk to you a little bit about Manifest Destiny and the 19th century and that sense we once had of ourselves, which has been demonized in a way that many things that were not all bad were demonized, right? In other words, I think that, you know, there's a sense of that which is always taught as bad. But there was something in it that wasn't all bad.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, there's a reason why figures who are revered today, like Walt Whitman was a strong supporter of the idea of Manifest Destiny because he saw it and a great many exponents of Manifest Destiny saw it not as a sort of imperial conquering movement, or not only as that, but as a spreading of the benefits and blessings of democracy to ever more people. And in many ways it was, although I think it's important to not give short shrift to the imperialistic side of it, because that's also true.
Oh, yeah.
This comes back to your use of the word inordinate, which is exactly right. You want to be critical. You want to tell the truth. But to tell the truth means telling it in the right proportions.
Well, that's the thing. If you ignore 40 acres and a mule and the lie of that, and if you ignore how we treated the native peoples, you know, clearly you're not doing history any justice. But if that's the only story you tell, you know, you're forgetting some very important things.
And, you know, one of the things about that's hard about teaching American history is because there's so many positive things to relate, the general run of human history has been dismal. We are a light in a story that is heavily.
You mean we Americans?
The American story is a great story, partly because so much of human history has been marked by oppression and bloodshed and conflict and the waste of human life, of human potential. We finally have a society in which human potential is able to flourish as never before. Not perfectly, not yet, maybe not ever. But hope means, and this is my title, hope means the possibility that the conditions into which you're born, the conditions in which which are given to you by your birth, by wherever you came from or whatever, is not the whole story about you. that there is room for aspiration. And that's why people have come here over the centuries, why they continue to want to come here. That's why this is the most vital and productive and vibrant and lively society on the planet. There's a reason people want to come here. And a lot of it is economic, too, but you can't separate economics from these other things.
And let's talk about capitalism, which keeps getting knocked. I think of capitalism precisely the way I think of self-government and democracy and freedom. These are things which require, antecedents, context, that on their own they can be harmful. But if they are understood well, they are the best forms of economic systems and political systems that have ever been known. But you have to understand how they work and how they can go wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, and from the very beginning, you know, the colonization of North America, if you compare the way the Spanish did it with the way the English did it, you get a fair part of what you're talking about. It's the Spanish saw it as a top-down, state-directed operation. In which the main goal was to extract mineral wealth from the new world and bring it back to the old. And, you know, they were committed to mercantilism and that sort of economic philosophy. The British were much more loose-jointed about it. They let, you know, different colonies go their own way without a whole lot of interference from the mother country, without a whole lot of interest, frankly.
Right.
But they flourished. They flourished because they had the freedom to make their own arrangements and not to be beholden to or subservient to the interests of the state. It was only when, after the French and Indian War, the British started saying, hey, We've got to rationalize our colonial empire, and the colonists have to pay taxes, which they were used to governing themselves. And it was too late. It was too late to change that.
Yeah,
that's why we had a revolution, in short. But you know, the economic vitality of America has come in large measure from this sort of freedom from state direction.
Well, I mean, look, this is such a basic principle that we're not teaching. The idea that if you own something, you will take better care of it than whether it's – if it's given to you and maybe taken from you, you have no you have no what's called skin in the game. You don't care very much, and so you'll let it, you know, go to pot, go to seed, because who cares? But if you own it, if it is yours, you take care of it. And that's you know, you're talking about private property, you're talking about private business as opposed to state-run business. These are things that – these are principles that you see work over and over and over again.
And it reflects a realistic understanding of human nature, that we are not people speak of this thing, the tragedy of the commons, which is exactly what you're talking about. People don't take care of public parks the way they take care of their own lawns. But the American system, the Constitution, our economic institutions, all are based on the recognition that tragedy of the commons is built into human nature.
Right.
And that what we need to do is work within the grain of human nature and not try to obliterate it and make it into something else, the socialist new man.
The other thing I think that you're touching on is this idea that if I believe that the government is them, then I'm at odds with the government. But if I believe that the government is I and not they, I take responsibility when things go wrong. I say, well, I am the government. I elect representatives. So when it's mine, I take ownership and I care. And I think that's one of the worst things. And we've seen this, you know, since the 60s with Vietnam and then Watergate, that once you erode trust in the institutions, you really destroy the possibility of hope, because people think, well, the government is the government and I'm me and I've got to look out for me. And once you're looking out for yourself, as opposed to having some ownership in the larger thing, the whole thing will fall apart. It cannot work any other way.
Yes. And it's one of the reasons why smaller scale government is better, because it's closer to you. You're more likely to be able to have a role in it. You're actually more likely to be civic minded if decisions are made on the local level than you are if they're made on the national level, particularly if they're made by experts whom you can't challenge.
Well, and then the dramatic example of that is the EU. I mean, leaping across the pond.
Yes.
I mean, you have people in Brussels parentless, often unmarried leaders in all these countries making decisions for people who in some cases haven't elected them and they're just out of touch with them. And the people become deeply cynical.
Yeah, you know, what kind of sausage can you make and sell in England? You know, these sorts of micromanaging decisions.
Yeah.
Insane. And really, fundamentally, even if you could be proved that these were produced greater levels of economy, it's depriving people of freedom.
But of course you can't.
What do you have an economy for?
Yeah, and I hadn't thought of that, but I was going to say, but you know, again, it's precisely the opposite. It doesn't produce better economies in the long run. It destroys everything.
Right.
It decreases wealth instead of creating
wealth.
But even if it did,
it would be wrong.
Boy, talk about focusing on what's important. I never thought about that. What do we have economies for? We are out of time. Wilfred McClay, Bill, if I might. Congratulations on this new book, Land of Hope, An Invitation to the Great American Story. Congratulations to Roger Kimball and Encounter Books.
Thank you, Frankie.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, a little Philadelphia freedom for you. Speaking of Philadelphia freedom, first of all, today is July 3rd.
Yep.
Tomorrow is a very special day. As sure you is. Know, my previous guest was Wilfred McClay with his spectacular new textbook on American history, which should really be released as a regular book for everybody to read. It's called Land of Hope. But right now, we bring an extra special guest. We have on the line a United States senator named Mike Lee. He has written a book, a wonderful book, very appropriate for right now. It's called Our Lost Declaration, America's Fight Against Tyranny from King George to the Deep State. Senator Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
I have to ask you, you know, it's a wonderful thing when a U.S. senator gets this stuff in the way that you do. You and I bumped into each other in green rooms here and there, but to know that you are, you know, not just representing your constituents in Utah in the Senate, but that you understand the ideas of the founders on the level that you do. What was it, if you don't mind my asking, that led you to write this book, Our Lost Declaration? I think it's an important book, and the subtitle, America's Fight Against Tyranny from King George to the Deep State, helps us understand how it applies today. But what led you, you know, to senators are kind of busy. What led you to write a book?
I wrote this because I focused much of my career on the Constitution, both as a lawyer and later as a U.S. senator. I've come to believe over time that the Constitution is a sort of frame. It's a protection. It's a structure that is there to protect what's in the Constitution. In some ways, the Declaration of Independence provides the picture itself. It provides our vision of the dignity of human beings in such a way that we can recognize what it is that we need to protect. I wanted to help people understand what the Declaration is, why it's so important, and some of the stories surrounding the American Revolution, things that have been neglected for too long in our history classes.
Well, that's I wouldn't expect you to know this, but this is also a deep concern of mine. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called If We Can Keep It, If You Can Keep It, based on Benjamin Franklin's line, leaving the Constitutional Convention. And I just want to ask you, since you're a senator, what do you suppose might be done by government? Because obviously we believe there is some role for government to encourage young people in particular to know these things. It doesn't seem to me that we can be Americans unless we understand these things. Obviously, you've written your book to that end. But what can government do to encourage this? Because it seems to me as vital as national security.
Oh, it is. It is vital because we can't have a country that is both free and secure unless we properly understand what freedom is, what it means, or why it's so important. And so I think the most important thing government can do in running a public school system, and typically, of course, this is a state and local government when we're talking about primary and secondary education and not the federal government, but it just needs to mandate that these things be taught, to mandate that we talk about the revolution, about the true causes for it, about the philosophical underpinnings of the Declaration of Independence, and also about the individuals who brought it about, who brought it into existence.
Well, why do we have a Department of Education if this is a state thing? In other words, I I don't think we ought to have a Department of Education, frankly, because I think it ought to be on the state level, as many things ought to be. But what is the role, then, of the Department of Education, if not to teach the most basic things that, you know, we're not talking about Texas history, we're talking about American history?
Yeah, that's a fair question, and I suspect in many respects it's rhetorical in the sense that given that the role of the federal government is not in primary and secondary education, one must wonder outside of things like the District of Columbia, U.S. territories, or other federal enclaves, why do we have a U.S. department devoted to a topic which is itself to be handled by states? That's an excellent question.
I mean, look, I think if we're going to drain the swamp.
Part of what your question begs is whether, if given that we do have some federal intrusion in this area, whether we ought to be conditioning the receipt of federal funds in this area on the instruction of things like what we're talking about. That's a fair question.
Yes. I mean, I'd expect you to agree with me. The question, of course, is what can we do about it? Today, we can talk about your wonderful book. So what is there in this book that we might not already know? Tell us what you've discovered.
Well, one of the things that I cover is the laying of the groundwork for the Declaration. I talk a lot about Thomas Paine and about the fact that he was in many ways responsible for the mindset that prepared the American people for the Declaration of Independence. He wrote what was then an absolutely best-selling work in Common Sense. Thomas Paine, having grown up in England, saw the abuses of the crown, the abuses of our then London-based national government up close and in a very personal way. When he got to the United States and he got into the publishing industry, he was doing well, but decided it was time that he started asking certain questions and get the American people asking questions about why it made any sense at all for the person running their government, the King of England, to be determined hereditarily. And why that person should then govern a group of people half a world away to whom he had no connection. His work, Common Sense, was groundbreaking. It was revolutionary. It was treasonous. And it made a huge difference in the thinking of the American people. And it prepared them to become an independent nation.
Well, tell us about, there are a number of figures in the book about whom I know literally nothing. Arthur Lee, I assume you're not related to Arthur Lee, but tell us who that was.
Arthur Lee was an important figure in American early revolutionary history and was one of the Lees of Virginia who undertook part of this effort to investigate the ability of the state to become an independent nation. We were just a separate group of colonies, and he was one of the people who tested the waters to figure out whether this would work. And in answer to your question, my great-great-grandfather, who was a guy named John Doyle Lee, believed that he was related, that he was a cousin of some sort to Robert E. Lee, who was in turn related to Arthur Lee. We've never been able to establish a connection. I wish we were.
That's interesting. The only thing I understand about Arthur Lee is that he was trying to negotiate with the British government, you know, on behalf of us colonists, and it didn't go so well.
No, not at all. This was one of the things that I point out in the book was that they really did try. There was an effort that was it consisted of a petition that Arthur Lee brought to the king to try to work something out. They were hopeful that this might work, and it didn't work. The King of England, King George III, made clear that he was not interested in reconciling with the colonies, and it wouldn't work. This is one of the reasons why it's so important to remember that when Jefferson pointed out that while it's the duty, the right, the obligation of a people whenever government becomes destructive of the fundamental ends of government to alter or abolish their form of government, it's also not something to be undertaken for light or transient reasons. And so when Richard Penn and Arthur Lee took this petition to England, and it was rejected, it was one of the things that led them to believe that there was no hope of reconciliation.
It's extraordinary. I know only because I wrote a biography on William Wilberforce that there were many in Parliament at this time who disagreed with King George and his government. And it's a startling thing for us Americans to think that it might have not gone as it did, you know, to wonder what would it been, what it have been like had King George's government dealt with us, you know, dramatically differently than they did. That's you know, falls into the realm of speculative historical fiction. I'm sure somebody can or maybe already has written a book like that. We'll be right back, folks, with Senator Mike Lee. The book is Our Lost Declaration, America's Fight Against Tyranny from King George to the Deep State.
Where the lights are shining on me like a rhinestone.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It was a record day on Wall Street, the Dow setting a new record, gaining 179 points. The S&P 500 closed at its third straight record high, up 23, and the NASDAQ also closing at a record, up 61 points. Wall Street will be closed on Independence Day. A private survey finds U.S. companies added 102,000 jobs in June. The ADP's figures do not include government hiring and frequently diverge from the government's official report, which is scheduled to be released on Friday. The trade deficit rose to a five-month high in May as the imbalance with China and Mexico widened. The Commerce Department says the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells and what it buys from foreign countries rose 8.4% to $55.5 billion in May. This is SRN News.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BollandBranch.com.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies. End up a cloudy draw.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Senator Mike Lee about his brand new book, Our Lost Declaration, talking about the Declaration of Independence. Today, of course, is July 3rd. And the subtitle, Senator Lee, of your book, Our Lost Declaration, is America's Fight Against Tyranny from King George to the Deep State. I'm glad you take it that far. Most of us who've been awake in the last two or so years have really been staggered and horrified to see the depth of what we now call the deep state, of an entrenched federal bureaucracy that in many ways is, for lack of a better word, treasonous, that it doesn't seem to abide by what the founders set up, but they've arrogated power unto themselves. And draining the swamp today is part of this long line of things that patriots have had to do, going all the way back to wresting control away from the tyrant we call George the Third. What do you have to say about where we are with regard to the deep state and the so-called swamp?
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear you describe it that way, because you're right. It is a form of tyranny. Tyranny doesn't always have to wear a crown. It doesn't necessarily have to sit on a throne. It exists whenever government abuses exist, and especially where they persist. What we have today in Washington is not a kingdom, but it does have a lot of people who, while well-educated, well-intentioned, hard-working, and highly specialized, are not accountable to the people. They don't stand for election. They don't really stand accountable to anyone who is in turn elected by the people. And that ends up being a problem, because we have all this power that's been delegated by the people's elected lawmakers to unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. I call that the deep state, because it persists, it remains, after, in the wake of, and notwithstanding the results of an election. And that interferes with the accountability to the people, and that's a problem.
Well, I mean, it's, it's a little bit of a problem, because, Lincoln called us the last best hope of earth. If we lose the freedoms that were so hard won and have been so hard to keep for these last 240 years, I don't see anybody waiting in the wings to take over. I mean, we really are still, unfortunately, the only country in the world, at least as far as I can see, that has this kind of fundamental understanding of self-government and liberty. I just don't see it anywhere else around the world in the way that we have it here. It would be wonderful if we could say, well, there's a smattering of countries or a scattering of countries that did have something close to this. But the more I look around, I mean, Europe, it seems to me, they're dealing with the bureaucrats in Brussels the way we're dealing with the D.C. swamp. They are not. They're finally waking up, though, I suppose. So it seems to me that the president, this president, has he's kind of awakened a sleeping giant, so to speak, and that there are people all around the world who understand that they're not being represented the way they have been told they were being represented.
That's exactly right, and I like the way you phrase that. There isn't really a backup plan here. There's not another country that's waiting in the wings that's ready to stand with the torch of liberty. We are the world's hope, and so that's why we can't let the flame on this torch burn out. It's one of the reasons why I wrote our Lost Declaration, is I think so much of this information, so much of so many of the data points behind freedom lie in our own history. In order to understand that, we have to understand the Declaration of Independence. That's why I hope people will read this book.
Well, again, I'm just so happy that a U.S. senator such as yourself understands these things. I'm really mystified by other members in, I'll say, our party, since I'm a conservative and a Republican, but I don't really understand how people would think that it's okay to be less than patriotic or even less than supportive of a president who was elected by the people. We've seen that in the Republican Party, and of course we've seen it to a dramatic extent in the opposition party. It really seems to me fundamentally un-American not to rally around the executive who has been elected to abide by that. These are strange times we're living in. I guess we're about the same age. You would have to see that yourself, that this is not normal for America, and it's troubling.
No, it's not. And none of that is to suggest that, you know, people are obligated to support a president anytime in every decision. But I'll tell you a story that kind of illustrates this point. A few years ago, while President Obama was still in office, I think it was right in the middle of his second term of office, I was holding a town hall meeting in Draper, Utah. And there was a woman who stood up and said, look, I know you don't support President Obama. You probably don't even consider him your president or our president. But I hope that you won't assume that everything he does is bad and try to work against him in every single thing. And I said, okay, let's pause there for a minute. I bristle at your suggestion that just because President Obama is not of my political party, that I don't regard him as my president and our president. Secondly, I want you to know that although I disagree with him on many important policy issues, I don't want him to fail because I love our country. I pray for his success and his well-being.
Thank you, Senator Mike Lee. Folks, we'll be right back. Hey, Alvin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
ELO for you on July 3rd. Alvin, tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Big, 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 big day. You know, only 2 days in America are celebrated by everybody. Thanksgiving Day, 4th of July. That's it. Everybody takes that day.
That's right. And can you imagine before Abraham Lincoln, we didn't really celebrate Thanksgiving. It was kind of a scattered, you know.
That's right.
He's the one that made it. You know, I'm reading
George
a book
Washington's
right now.
George Washington's birthday was also celebrated around Lincoln's time, big time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, those two. Thanksgiving and when I was doing my research.
Wait a minute. So then there is a third day, President's Day.
President's Day, except nowadays it's not as big as like the 4th of July. I mean, everybody is like, we're taking off. We're doing
That's
the barbecue,
true.
We're
That's
the
true.
Fireworks. Okay.
You meant in the official sense.
In the official sense.
Okay, so you have something in front of you that I would like you to read. And I want to mention, okay, tomorrow I'm doing a dramatic reading. It's an encore presentation, so this is what my voice sounded like a year ago. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's a reading of my children's book, Yankee Doodle Muggsy, which is a celebration of July 4th. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I wrote... Tim Raglan, who's done a number of children's books with me, he did The Birthday ABC, which is, I mean, his illustrations are breathtaking. And then we did this book called Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas. But then 10 years later, we said, why don't we write a book to celebrate July 4th? Yeah. So tomorrow I will be doing a dramatic reading of it. And I'm not kidding. It brings tears to my eyes when I read it because it's so patriotic. I mean, no joke.
And Uncle Muggsy is now married, right? Because in the Christmas one, he wasn't.
Well,
right?
At the end of the Christmas one, he gets married.
He gets married, right.
But in this one, he is married.
He is married.
And the villain in this one is not Muggsy. He's a nice guy. The villain is his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, uh-oh.
A nasty British woman who doesn't believe in celebrating the 4th. Shame on her.
Shame.
Okay, but that's tomorrow.
Yes.
But you had something you wanted to read.
This dovetails off of Mike Lee. It dovetails off of our first guest, Will Fred McClay. This is what the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, this is what they gave up. By signing the Declaration of Independence, the 56 Americans pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. It was no idle pledge, okay?
Now, by the way, did you just say where that is, this plaque?
You know, I don't know. My friend and radio host Mike Opelka sent it around. And
okay.
He didn't document where the plaque. This is actually on a plaque. And
okay.
It says the nine of the signers died of wounds during the Revolutionary War. Five were captured or imprisoned. Wives and children were killed or jailed, mistreated or left penniless, okay? All of that just to the wives and the children. 12 signers' houses were burned down to the ground, and 17 lost everything they owned, 17 out of the 56. No signer defected. Their honor, like the nation, remained intact.
I mean, I can't believe the first part of that. How many died?
Nine signers died of wounds during the Revolutionary War. Nine of the 56.
Of the 56 were killed in action. I mean,
five
I have to
captured,
say,
you know.
but I didn't know that nine of them were in the battle, that they were killed.
Yeah.
You know, we take this stuff lightly sometimes.
Yeah.
They were killed. They gave their lives.
They did give
These
their
were
lives.
Wealthy landowners, many of them powerful people, and they fought. It is extraordinary. I just think it's important that we celebrate July 4th, celebrate independence. And, you know, people need to know what July 4th is. We don't celebrate hot dogs and firecrackers right. on July 4th any more than we celebrate Christmas trees and gifts on Christmas.
Right.
Those things are how we celebrate, and what we celebrate in the case of July 4th is what happened 243 years ago when a number of brave heroes declared independence from a tyranny. It had become a tyranny, and they had the wisdom eventually to say, we're going to risk our lives, and some of them gave their lives mm-hmm. And everything they had, others, for this idea of liberty. Now, the question is, do we know what liberty is? And I am sorry to say it wasn't until fairly recently in my life that I really understood this. I wrote a book about it called If You Can Keep It. I've talked about it a lot. Actually, I think tomorrow, the 5th of July, sorry, 2 days from now, I'm going to be talking about it with Tony Perkins on his radio program with the Family Research Council. Mm. But it's such an important idea that we're not teaching in our schools. And so, you know, you need to supplement it. That's yeah. why I write the books I do, the kids' books. The adult books, If You Can Keep It. It's why I want to have people like Senator Mike Leon to talk about our lost declaration. We've had other wonderful guests on this program. But I think that we need to understand what these things are. And I did just want to take a minute to comment on what happened yesterday with Nike.
Yes.
To my mind, it is horrific that somebody like Nike that has made zillions of dollars from Americans would do something like what they did. Mm-hmm. The idea that you would allow a maniac mm-hmm. like Colin Kaepernick, and I say a maniac, I just think he has no idea the damage that he's doing. He thinks he's doing something noble. But when you...
Well, he's being encouraged, too. So
yes,
that's
he's
why
being encouraged.
He's being applauded.
But when you when you take Betsy Ross's flag, the flag that George Washington and all of the founders looked to as the symbol of freedom. Mm-hmm. And as Martin Luther King, he said that the Declaration and the Constitution, these are like these were a promissory note. In other words, it was in the roots of freedom for all, the roots of emancipation and abolition were in these founding documents. And when you say that that flag now represents slavery, I just thought, this is absolute madness. I hope every American absolutely does not buy anything from Nike. We folks, if you do not take a stand on little things like this,
right.
this is where you get an opportunity to take a stand. You can't vote every day, but things like this, if we cannot be patriotic and cannot unite and cannot cheer for this country,
yeah.
I mean, my goodness, what country, you know, had a president who wrote the Emancipation Proclamation?
Right.
That was our president who loved America. And the idea that we would disdain everything previous to today, it's disgraceful. I just had to say that. We're going to come back. Final segment. Today's July 3rd. Tomorrow, a special encore presentation of the program. Very special. Don't miss it.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wall Street achieved new milestones during the holiday-shortened trading day. On a holiday shortened trading day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average set an all-time high of 26,966. That easily breaks the last mark set in October of last year by 179 points. The S&P 500 closed at its third straight record high. The NASDAQ also closed at a record. Healthcare and technology stocks led the gains. Bond prices also rose. Markets will reopen Friday after taking the day off for July 4th. I'm Shelley Adler.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warning Tehran will increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount we want starting Sunday, they say. The announcement appeared aimed at pressuring its European partners in the faltering nuclear deal to offer a way around U.S. sanctions. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here from Taxes Show. Albin,
yes, sir.
Tomorrow is July 4th. I got a couple things to say real quick before we go. We've had a couple of wonderful hours
that
here. That was a beautiful firework. Thank you. A couple things I want to say. Every week, I want to be clear with the audience. Every week we send out a newsletter, right? The first one you get at ericmetaxas.com. And I want to say this to people because there's another one that comes out from the radio website where the pictures are smaller. And I don't know if you get signed up for that automatically.
And there are ads.
But the point is, yeah. I want people to go to ericmetaxas.com if you're not getting it, because the main reason is the size of the photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this now because, for example, if you sign up for this in time today, I am sending out a video of a sermon that I gave on Sunday in Houston at Second Baptist Church. I spoke on the subject of my book, If You Can Keep It, about the concept of what is American liberty, what's the golden triangle of freedom, and how we can keep it and what it means to keep the republic. That sermon will go out, I guess, later today, maybe early tomorrow. But if you're not signed up through ericmetaxas.com, please go there and sign up, because I want all this stuff that I do. I don't get to do it on the radio,
right,
but I can send it out through the newsletter. So please, folks, go to ericmetaxas.com. Just sign up. It's free. There's no ads. It's just, you know, fun pictures and links to everything we do. We've got all the videos. Brandon Strock, who the Walk Away campaign, mm-hmm, that we aired was it yesterday or Monday?
No, it was Monday.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of great stuff. But I want to recommend that to you. And also want to say that Donald Builds the Wall, which is the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp. Tim Raglan,
yep,
has completed the illustrations.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Oh.
He is just brilliant, and we do all this stuff together. But anyway, there's all kinds of stuff at this newsletter. Again, there's no ads or anything. It's free. You can, you know, sign up whoever you want. But I want folks, if you have time, to listen to my talk on If You Can Keep It, because we need to understand when Franklin said to Mrs. Powell outside of the Constitutional Convention, 1787, she says, what are you giving us, Dr. Franklin, a monarchy or a republic? And he says, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. In order to understand We, the people, are the government. We govern ourselves. We are in charge.
Yes.
This is so dramatic, and I feel like these ideas have fallen on hard times. We need to understand these things, or our nation will go the way of all flesh. We're not supposed to be free. It's a rare, beautiful gift from God that we're even allowed the opportunity to have a republic, to keep the republic. And so if you watch my talk on it in the email, you'll get an idea. Maybe you want to share it with people. It's on YouTube. And I want to say this before we go. Everything we do, Albin, we want people to share it because,
yes.
You know, we don't have a big budget to get stuff out there. But if you like what we're doing, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it wherever you are online, because we want to get these ideas out. OK, we don't do this program just, you know, it's not just entertainment. We think this is really
these are important
yeah. things. And mm-hmm. Understanding what July 4th is about is important. So I think we'll leave it there.
Well, happy 243rd
birthday. Happy birthday to America.
Yes.
And God bless all of you
yes,
who are listening. You
sure.
mean a lot to us. We appreciate your emails, and we appreciate your listening to this program. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.